the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hoped for nothing but bounty, and from whom I feared nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear friends. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this program today is special. We're going to speak about consultation in Islam. But first, we'll look at the calendar. What date is today? Today, Saturday, is the 19th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As every work, we start with recitation of the Holy Quran. Today we'll listen to chapter Al Imran, verse 159.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Fabima rahmatin min Allah linta lahum walau kunta faddan ghalidhal qalbi lanfaddu min hawlik. فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
So by mercy from Allah, O Muhammad, you were lenient with them. And if you had been rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from about you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in the matter. And when you have decided, then rely upon Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who rely upon Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The content of the verse works as some general instructions, but the revelation of the verse is about the Battle of Uhud. The Muslims who had run away in the Battle of Uhud and were defeated were burning in the fire of regret, remorse, and sorrow. They gathered around the Prophet, Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and apologized. Then the Lord issued the command of their general pardon by this verse. Consultation and reliance in Allah and beloved with Him, whether we attain the aim or not.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly, this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
On today's special, we're going to hear about consultation in Islam. No doubt, through consulting with others, many personal and social problems can be solved. The combination of two thought patterns acts like the coming together of two wires of different charges, which gives light to the environment. Since consultation has a significant effect in resolving problems, the Holy Quran orders the Prophet to consult with others in finding solutions. Thus, both wisdom and narrations combine to indicate the sensitive position and the significance of consultation. It is better for Muslims to make use of this great Islamic command, which is the very basic of prosperity and social improvement. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the role and effect of consultation in Islam. First of all, nobody, no ordinary person, may claim to know everything. Naturally, everybody needs advice and consultation of other people. Imagine that you may want to take a trip with your own car from your own city of residence to another city for the first time. and you don't know the roads, you don't know the directions, destinations, or the itinerary and so on, what would you do? You try to find someone who is familiar with that city and with the ways, from your city of residence to that city. And you ask him about what would be the easiest and shortest way, to take a trip from your city to another one. This is one point. And another point is that in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, as indicated in the book Nahj al-Balagha, which is a collection of the discourses of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's indicated that when people receive consultation or suggestions of other people, it would, that person would be less subject to making mistakes. At the same time, we find that when you read, for example, history books, or for example, different history books about a certain historical period, or for example, when you read various history books about one subject, it's as if you experienced and you share with other people the fruits and the results of the experience of having witnessed that place, or for example, civilization, culture, and institution, and else.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. The title of this part is The Right of Him, Allah, Whose Advice and Consultation You Seek. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and this program, today's special. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, states, "And the right of him whose advice you seek is that you should not accuse him when he gives you advice that does not conform to your own opinion. It is quite natural that opinions are divergent and people have various views about their affairs in which they disagree. You are free not to accept his advice if you doubt it. However, you are not permitted to accuse him of providing you with ill advice as long as you consider him to be of those worthy of consultation. Do not stop thanking him for the thoughts and the good advice he has given you, and if it was appropriate for you, you should thank Allah for it. Accept it from your brother, from your sister, with gratitude, and be ready to act similarly for him should one day he seek your advice. And there is no power but in Allah." Imam Sajjad advises us not to accuse the one whose advice we seek if what they suggest does not agree with our own opinion. If his advice is in agreement with our own opinion, then we should thank Allah and be grateful to the person who advised us.
I see you in the wings that chase the night, circling the warm glow candlelight. I hear you in the wind as the two poles spin, whispering the truth your heart holds in. I feel you in the chill as the seasons turn, laying down a seed with its lessons learned. A circle spins a perfect line, free from borders, free from time. I close my eyes and clear my mind. A circle joins your love with mine.
Who's to consult with? Dear brothers and sisters, I invite you to listen to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, states, peace be upon him, said, consultation should be carried out within its limits. Otherwise, it will be more harmful than beneficial to the one seeking advice. Firstly, the one consulted should be intelligent. Secondly, he should be a free, religious man. Thirdly, he should be a sincere friend. Fourthly, when he becomes acquainted with your inner thoughts, his knowledge of it should be like your knowledge of yourself. Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, said, O Hisham, associating with people of religion is nobility in this world and the hereafter. Consulting with an intelligent, sincere advisor is good fortune and a blessing and guidance. It is a form of divine success. Therefore, be aware of acting against the advice of an intelligent, sincere advisor whose advice you seek, for in that lies ruin.
Their affairs in the community has to be a consultation among them. Consultation is against dictatorship. Beginning with the family. In the family is made of a father and a mother, husband and a wife, and children, whether one or five or more. They have to implement consultation, shura. Shura. Shura means that they have to speak to each other and they have to consult. And when something important comes up, they have to discuss it. The husband has to discuss that with his wife. The wife has to discuss that with her husband and her kids. They have to discuss it. They have to give their opinion. This is the adab, the manners, the teachings of this book. In the family, when you have something important, when you're about to make an important decision, you have to get them on board. Members of the family, they have to sit and discuss this. Discuss it among themselves. They should not make a decision, you know, hasty decision with no consultation. This is called dictatorship. We think dictatorship is only in the presidential palace, only in politics. No. Sometimes it's in the family. In the family, one of them. Sometimes the father, sometimes the mother, sometimes one of the kids, their son, their daughter. They make decisions without consultation. This is not good. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَ بَيْنَهُمْ. They should consult. مَا خَابَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارَ يَقُولُ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Someone whose habit is to consult is not going to be disappointed.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we join you in another episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection.
Food for thought.
Hello dear friends, and on the eve of the blessed birthday anniversary of the Holy Prophet's Immaculate Daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, let us hear some interesting words from this Lady of Light about the purpose of creation by God Almighty. He originated things, but not from anything that existed before them, and created them without examples to follow. Rather, he created them with his might and dispersed them according to his will. Not for a need did he create them, nor for a benefit for him did he shape them, but to establish his wisdom, bring attention to his obedience, manifest his might, lead his creatures to humbly venerate him and to exalt his decrees.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha, and thank you for joining us here today. Today, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this beautiful tradition, the Prophet says, the least comfortable of human beings is the miser. Let's take a moment to look at this beautiful tradition and analyze it. You know, one of the principles of our beautiful religion, the religion of Islam, is that we're of the opinion that Islam is a religion which is harmonious with reason and the intellect. And none of its laws are contrary to human reason. At the same time, we know that human reason is limited and can't understand everything and all of the secrets and intricacies of the universe. It's because of this that religion comes, and in those places where the human reason is unable to understand certain things, religion comes and guides, the mind. One of those places where, reason, a lot of times can't understand or comprehend, the wisdom behind this phenomenon is like the certain rulings that we have in religion. One of those rulings is reflected and manifested in this tradition. In Islam, and we have lots of traditions which say that if you want your wealth to increase, you should give charity. If you want your wealth to increase and you want to be prosperous, you should give charity. This is like one of those things where, it kind of doesn't make sense to the mind, or at least the mind has a hard time understanding it. But nevertheless, it's been affirmed by religion and by God. converse to this, you know, is what has been mentioned in this religion. The person who is stingy and is miserly and tries to hoard his wealth and doesn't want to give it away, right? You know, this trait or this habit leads to his poverty. It leads to his poverty, and, you know, it leads to a contrary result from what the person expected. And this is what happens for this person in this world. And in if you think about it, it also leads to contrary result for the person after he dies. This person is saving his wealth for what? He's saving the wealth. He doesn't want to give it to people. But in reality, he's storing this wealth up for another person who's going to inherit it from him when he dies. That's why Imam Ali, in another tradition, has been related to have said, the miser stores wealth for his inheritor. He thinks he's storing it for himself. But in essence, and he doesn't want to give it to people, but in essence, he's saving wealth to give a bigger amount for people, for another person after he dies. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Afa for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra. بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. This is a great time that we are having again some of our friends from Sevier International School.
Except for one.
Yeah, students. Three of our friends from Sevier International School here. So they've joined us to help us hold these Quranic sessions. Everyone, thanks for being with us and thanks for listening to us. Okay, this time, inshallah, now, the students who are here, our friends, they will recite some surahs, okay, some verses of the Holy Quran, and the other ones will listen and fix their mistakes. If you found any mistake when they recite, okay, please comment, okay, or send us some messages that say, Mahdi made this mistake, Minhal got this wrong, Hadi got this wrong, okay?
Yes,
it's Mahdi's turn. Mahdi will recite Suratul
Layl. Shams, Shams.
Balad.
Shams.
Suratul Balad is too long. Okay, read Suratul Balad. So, brothers and sisters, no, Mahdi, our
okay,
friend.
Okay, everyone just be quiet and don't talk.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old. We'll recite Suratul.
He's 10. He's 10. When he comes to school, he said to teacher, he's 10. Okay. Yes, but
I am 11.
Yesterday
I
he turned 11. Yes?
No.
Yes, yes.
He's 10.
November 11, I came to school.
My birthday. Hey, Mr. Birthday. There is the microphone.
He's 10.
Okay.
So can I just explain it to him for a second?
So Mahdi, 11 years old, will recite a surah with 20 verses. Ooh, this is very difficult.
Ooh.
Okay. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytan.
Okay, wait a second. What page is it?
Page 594.
Great. 594. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytan rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد
أقسم الغلاء
Yes, it is a قلقلة
أقسم بهذا البلد
لا أقسم بهذا البلد
أقسم
The قاف has a سكون to a قلقلة
لا أقسم
أقسم
You're saying لا أقسم
You say أقسم
He said أقسم أقسم لا أقسم لا أقسم بهذا البلد
Read it again
Read it again
Every single time I read
He just finds a way
He finds a way to make a mistake
لا أقسم بهذا البلد
أحسن بلد
بلد
قلقلة Okay, pay attention Mahdi You have to pay attention to these things قلقلة ألف مدي واو مدي ياي مدي يا لين and مقصورة ألف دقر ألف تنوين تشديد these things okay سكون so pay attention to them go on
وأنت
go on they will make you old
وأنت حل بهذا البلد
وأنت حل بهذا البلد
بلد قلقلة
يا بلد the last one
ووالد وما ولد
أحسن
ولد
لقد
خلقنا الإنسان في كبد.
لقد خلق.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد.
أحسن.
كبد.
Correct.
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد.
أن لن.
أيحسب أن لن.
أن.
Because tashdeed is on the top of lam, you have to join, okay? You will study. This is called idgham rule, okay? You'll inshallah study. So, أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد.
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد.
أحسن. Go on.
يقول أهلكت مالا نبدا.
Okay. أهلك مدي. يقول أهلكت مالا نبدا. So, do not read fast, okay? Let's read a little slowly.
أيحسب أن لن ي...
Again, ألم.
I read it again. أيحسب أن لم يره أحد.
يره
أحد.
Yes.
ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا
وشفتين.
عينين.
Again, read it.
ألم نجعل له عينين.
No, not fast. Don't escape. Don't run away, okay? Nobody's there. Nobody's following you, okay?
A dog is not gonna eat you.
ألم نجعل له عينين.
أحسن. عينين. Finish then.
عينين.
ألم نجعل له لسانا وشفتين.
أحسن.
وهديناه
نجعل. Wait a second. عينين. What is the rule?
عين.
لين. Yeah, yes.
عينين.
ولسانا وشفتين.
See, sir, I picked this surah because I'm smart.
Very good. So if smart, if you're smart, you have to get them correct.
If I was smart, I would have passed my math test.
But he got 26 out of 23. Okay. 26 out of.
Oh, don't say the secrets. Don't reveal the secrets. Go on. Read it again.
ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا.
عينين. Stop there because
ألم نجعل له عينين.
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 Hey, one second. The last part of the ayah you have to prolong. عينين ولسانا وشفتين.
ولسانا وشفتين.
No.
شفتين. The last part of the ayah
okay.
Because you
make a pause. Okay, let me just explain so you guys stop. Wa. 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 Li. Okay. Wa. Wow and Fatha Li.
No, there is no rule. Go on.
Wali Walisa.
No need to explain. Read it.
Because you guys don't listen.
Because you made mistake.
Sir, read it.
No, Li. No, Wale.
Walisana washafatain.
Wali.
Simple.
That's correct. Mahdi says correct. That's correct. Mahdi, just recite. Just recite, we'll fix the mistakes if you
have.
Not fast. Mahdi, slowly.
I'm saying it.
slowly.
When
calm down.
He said, "Now washafatay."
Yes. Next ayah.
Najadain.
It's not ra sound. It's jim sound.
Wait, but sir.
It's jim sound.
It has a kankala.
No, I know. It the sound is jim, not ja.
Let's recite the Quran.
Iqra. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Okay, next ayah.
Falaq tahamal aqaba.
Ahsan.
Wa ma adraka mal aqaba.
Mashallah.
Fakku raqaba.
Ahsan.
Aw it'amun fi yawmin dhi mazghaba.
Ahsan.
Yatiman dha maqraba. Aw miskinan dha matraba.
Ahsan.
ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة.
Okay, look. Sometimes ya lin we said yes.
Yeah.
Instead of ya, sometimes waw is there again. Fatha then waw. وتواصوا أو أي أو again the same sound. Okay, أي أو. So وتواصوا.
وتواصل. Sir, there is a waw.
Read it. وتواصل.
وتواصل بالصبر وتواصل بالمرحمة.
ما شاء الله.
أولئك أصحاب
No. أولاء ألف مدي.
أولئك أصحاب الميمنة.
Okay, tell us. أولئك. Hey. أولئك. So is it ألف مدي ألف or dagger ألف or مقصورة ألف؟
أولئك.
No, dagger ألف or مقصورة ألف or complete ألف.
Dagger
Aleph. Good.
Ulaika ashab.
Are you sure it's Dagger Aleph?
Yes.
No.
Mad and Dagger Aleph.
Ulaika ashab al-maymana.
Maymana. Meemana. No. Look, Mahdi. We learned lean ya because of this. Don't say maymana. That becomes wrong, okay? It does not have kasra. That's maymana.
Maymana.
Yes.
Ulaika ashabul maymana.
Great, that's great.
Walladhina kafaru bi ayatina hum ashabul mash'ama.
Great.
Alayhim narun alayhim narun muqsada.
Muqsada.
Thank you so much.
MashaAllah. 20 verses you just recited, yeah?
So I've known the surah like for ages, about 1 year.
That's great.
My 8th year in Canada.
Minhal Hussain. Minhal Hussain, inshallah, will recite. What surah you want to recite?
Surah Al Baqarah?
That's more than Malad.
Al Imran, I don't.
Okay, what surah?
Wad Duha.
Surah Al Nur.
What duha we practiced. So any other surah? Pick any other surah?
Okay, we understand, you know.
Can you recite Surah Zalzala? Page 599? Yeah, page 599. We have Alif Maddi here, okay? We have too many examples. Any of them. Surah Zalzala or Suratul Arabiya.
I think I'm going
Suratul
Shams.
Recite Suratul Qad. Inna anzalna hariyat. Inna anzalna.
Where is
it? We don't have much time, okay?
Inna
everyone,
so
listen to Minhal Hussain.
Which page Qad?
598. Suratul Qad.
Yeah,
inna anzalna fi laylatul Qad. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billah min shaitanir rajim. I said wrong. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في
first mistake إنا there's a med
sorry it's small I didn't saw it إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
ليلة
القدر
ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما الليلة
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
okay لينيا ليلة
ليلة القدر
no ليلة القدر
there's an ألف ما دي why on the meme do you not see that
أم قلقلة دال قلقلة
he will be a very furious teacher
أدراك ما
when we go outside he knows what to do with you be careful
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
okay ليلة القدر next آية
ليلة القدر
ليلة القدر في ألف شهر
قدر ليلة القدر what is this
خير
خير,
خير
من, ألف
من ألف شهر
أحسن next آية
من ألف شهر
okay. تنزل الملائكة وروح
والروح
والروح
والروح فيها بعد
بإذن ربك
من
بإذن ربه من ألف شهر بإذن ربه
من كل أمر,
كل أمر.
سلام
سلام سلام علي
no. سلام عليكم no.
سلام هي
سلام
سلام
هي
هي هي
so can I just read the ayah
لعيب النفس
فجر صدق الله
صلى عليه الذي
what
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى
صدق الله العلي العظيم
we just You just bombard him with a lot of mistakes, okay? Just let him read. So, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we practice many surahs and we learn a lot of new things today. So, at the end, we really thanks to IRIB English Radio, right? And also Sever International School, also the students.
Remember the first.
Thank you so much. Inshallah, make dua. Okay. Include as you dua, as you make dua every day, okay? Please make dua for the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. May Allah hasten the reappearance and also may Allah Almighty give us again the chance to stay and continue these kind of lessons, inshallah. Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for being with us. Let's recite a salawat.
Allah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي
وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي.
Brothers and sisters, we were talking about the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, I have wronged myself. وَتَجَرَّأْتُ بِجَهْلِي, I have been audacious in my ignorance. وَسَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِي وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ, I have depended upon your constant remembrance of me and your favor toward me. We mentioned the different instances of the wrongdoings we have had. We also talked about the different audacities in the servants' lives, and we sufficiently discuss the different instances of the mercies the Almighty Allah has had upon us, and yet we've been ignorant of. And this confessing to sins is the key to salvation. This is what Imam Baqir alayhi salam says about, وَاللَّهِ لَا يَنْجُو مِنَ الذَّنْبِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَقَرَّ بِهِ. If you want to be delivered from your sins, if you want to get away from the consequences of your sins, confession is the key. And this confession to the blessings of the Almighty Allah will have the result of the blessings being increased, and confessing to our sins will cause the Almighty Allah to forgive them. Numerous instances have been narrated by our infallible imams about the effects of confession. In the previous program, we talked about the confession of a young sinner who at the end was saved from the hellfire. In this program, however, let us have a look at another case of regretful sinner's end in our narrations. Abdul Wahid ibn Zayd, who is known from among the corrupted wrongdoers, once passed the preaching circle of Yusuf ibn Hussein. It seems that at the moment he was passing the preaching, Yusuf was saying at the moment, the compassionate Allah has invited the sinners toward himself out of mercy, and he has invited the sinners as if he needs them. Ibn Zayd, hearing this statement, did something interesting. He took off his clothes, he ran to the cemetery.
Supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing. And your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts. Nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah. the ocean of dua.
On the first night, Yusuf ibn Hussein dreamed of a herald calling on behalf of the Almighty Allah, go find the sinful young man, find him, and give him the tidings of our forgiveness. Yusuf began looking for the young man until he found him in the cemetery on the third day. The young man had his head on the ground and was weeping. He was beseeching Allah. When he saw Yusuf beside himself, he said, "You have been sent 3 days ago, but you only came today." By saying this sentence, Ibn Zayd passed away. In fact, this is the kind of Lord we are having. سَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ. I have depended on your constant remembrance of me and your favor toward me. Him being our Lord, Him being the forgiver of our sins, and Him being the concealer of our wicked acts, and Him being the only transformer of all of our wicked acts into good deeds, means that He is the only one who has the position to be worshipped, and He is the one who has had His eyes on us, whose remembrance we are dependent upon from the beginning, and yet we have been ignorant of Him. That's why Imam alayhi salam says, ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَتَجَرَّأْتُ بِجَهْلِي. I have wronged myself, I have been audacious in my ignorance. وَسَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِي. I have depended on your constant remembrance of me. وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ. And your favor toward me. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us that this confession is the beginning of salvation. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam, hello and welcome to our audience, and particularly a warm welcome to our listeners to our program, The Man Who Changed the World. This is a program dedicated to the beloved memory of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, and it's about his life and times. Once again, I'm joined by my good friend, Dr. Mahdi Torabi, on this program. I'd like to say salam to him and welcome him to the program.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Mahdi Torabi. In our last session, we discussed the crisis of leadership in the West, and we basically focused on the issue of the lack of moral and ethical leadership in the West. We were exploring reasons for that, and what we wanted to focus now is, where is this all heading? Because, you know, the leadership in the West is not leadership at all. It's just short-termism. It's just about profitability and, you know, whatever the elites see in their interest in the next 2 minutes.
Right.
But as far as the imam is concerned, and, you know, once we say the word imam, I think that changes the dynamic immediately, because the imam was not speaking, may God bless his soul, just for that particular moment or that particular era. You know, even if even if you consider that 10 years in which he was the leader of the revolution, the supreme leader of the revolution. And you talked about the fact that there's an enormous difference between an imam who is a supreme jurist, who has the merits and the prerequisites of being the embodiment of the values of Islam, so that we all follow the model,
right,
and the paradigm. But at the end of the day, we're talking about something that was beyond time, wasn't it? I mean, the imam was making speeches and quoting things that just left us flabbergasted. I mean, my jaw used to hit the floor each time. I used, what is Imam Khomeini going to say now? You know, it was not even, you know, something for Iran. It used to echo into, you know, the universe.
Exactly.
Can I put it that way?
Exactly.
Please take it from there, Dr. Mahdi Torabi. I'll leave the floor to you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think that's exactly, you know, the way you've described it. It's beyond even what we were talking about in the previous program. Yeah. It's leadership, it's moral leadership that is universal,
Quite.
That speaks to the whole world, and it's also moral leadership that extends through time.
Yes.
Which, again, all of this is a reflection, is an echo of the real leadership, which is the leadership of the imams.
Yes.
And, you know, of...
That's a fundamental
of the imam of the
it?
Age, which at currently, you know, at every time, and in every age, there is an imam. So because we were not able to really protect the divine imams...
Unfortunately.
Right, and they were martyred. So, you know, Allah in his wisdom said, you know what, I'm going to take care of them. Until you are capable of physically protecting them. And this is really the point, because we always talk about Ghaiba and Ghaibat Kubra as being this kind of very, you know, mystical thing, this very
but
kind
there's
you know,
a
mysterious thing,
to
and
it.
It's really not that, it's not that complicated.
No, it's a practical reality
it's
to the whole thing.
It's not that complicated why the imams are in occultation. The reason is because we can't take care of them physically, protect them physically. And they say, well, aren't they the imams? Can't they just, you know, snap with their fingers or blink with an eye? And and if you look, and this is really shows a very, a person who would say that really